One proposal would close all sport shellfish fisheries in the region. Alaskan residents would still be able to harvest crab, clams, shrimp, and other shellfish through the personal use fishery. Jeff Farver of Sitka told the board that he wrote the proposal to protect residents' access to shellfish.
In Sitka, we have significant localized depletion problems with all species. We have a third of the active charter fleet in southeast Alaska. We have a lot of people that like to come up and just visit. We probably have the busiest fishing port in Alaska there, with all sectors included. It's really, it's been tough on the locals to get to productive grounds and think that they can go there with their families in the summertime, shrimp, crab, abalone fish, whatever.
There's also another proposal that seeks to close just the Sitka area to any sport shellfish harvest. Wrangell resident Otto Florschutz said he supports Farber's proposal and told the board it should do something to limit the out-of-state catch.
I assure you, as an eight-year employee of Alaska Airlines, most guided sport fishermen, if not all of them, have some pretty significant shellfish harvest. It's evidently unrecorded. This is pretty draconian, and I'll admit that. But I think this proposal and many proposals in this book cry out for board action, and hopefully some sort of resolution can come to pass.
Meanwhile, board member Bill Brown of Juneau agreed that a region-wide sport closure was probably too harsh of a measure. He asked Florschutz for other solutions.
Well, I also agree that we may have a problem here, and I wonder, I mean, if this were to pass, it would hurt not only non-resident fishermen, but our resident charter captains and that sort of thing, lodges and whatever. Can you suggest an alternative that would solve most of your problems and not hurt the charter captains and lodges?
Well, I think enforcement could have a large play in that. Currently, the shrimp and most of the crab that is being caught is being done illegally. In other words, the string of gear is set out with a name and tag on it, and it's left there. And I know this because I've asked the customers that come through where I work, did you go out and pull the pots? Sometimes they don't even go out and pull the pots.
The board has already adopted measures to prevent lodges and guides from providing shellfish to clients. Regulations require a client to harvest the crab or shrimp themselves and prohibit a charter captain or crew member from setting their own shellfish gear during a charter. Petersburg Sport Fishing Guide Stan Malcolm testified against the proposal on behalf of the Southeast Alaska Guides Organization.
There is no justification from a biological or management standpoint for a region-wide closure on shellfish harvesting by sport users. Non-resident harvest of shellfish is a very small percentage of the overall harvest by personal use sport and commercial fishing. If other users are impacting the resident's ability to harvest shellfish, then specific area closures or restrictions should be proposed considering that area's use by all sectors.
Malcolm responded to a question from board member Carl Johnstone of Anchorage about client abuses of the sport shellfish fishery.
I'm sure there are some abuses in the fishery. There's always abuses in every fishery. I think it's a fairly small portion. The staff comments and the staff reports don't show a huge use of the shellfish resource by non-residents. Usage is fairly small. You don't see any proposals in here from the areas that have closures around them now. You don't see any proposals to restrict the harvest by the non-resident.
The board is considering a proposal to shut down sport fishing for Dungeness crab in 16 areas that are already closed to commercial fishing. That was submitted by a commercial fishing group, the Southeast Alaska Fishermen's Alliance. Kathy Hansen is that group's executive director.
These areas were closed not for conservation of the resource, but to provide local Alaskans from that community an area to fish. Let's leave that for the local Alaskans by passing this proposal and making sure that the closures meet what the intent was for.
The guide organization opposed that proposal, calling it too broad of a measure. A number of other sport fisheries are already closed. The king crab and geoduck clam fisheries have been closed since 1989. Sport fishing for razor clams around Sitka has been closed since 1994. And in 2006, the state board closed the sport shrimp fishery in waters of Sitka Sound, 12-mile arm on Prince of Wales Island, and West Beam Canal near Ketchikan. The non-resident Dungeness crab catch has been averaging only about 1% of the total southeast catch. The board also has a proposal before it seeking to prohibit using gas or electric winches for pulling any sport shellfish gear. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.